I think the Twins did really well in yesterday's game. They just lost a 2-0 game to a good team. Corey?
I don't care. Just give me the money.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Bets and Quotes. I'm your co-host, Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And the Twins are winning 3-2, so Lou, he's got to be feeling horny tonight with a 3-2 lead coming off the win last night. What do you think?
Yeah, he's probably rock hard right now. go Twins, go.
Grade 4 Lou. I think that's his new name. So yes, go Twins. Well, you know, a little lighthearted there to start the podcast, but obviously, you know, with the big news, there's kind of a dark cloud hanging over us with, you know, the passing of Chris Hockey. And, you know, we were committed to bringing the Rubes a show, you know, just about every week. And, you know, I don't know about you, Dave, we talked about it. You know, we thought about postponing the show in light of the situation, but, I think we've got to persevere. You know, the show must go on, as they say.
Yeah, I think Chris would be really happy for us to keep doing what we do, and I hope everyone out there knows that you know, his family is in our prayers. And yeah, it's this one's gonna take a while to recover from.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll do our best to bring you a good show tonight. Obviously that's if we sound a little bit down, that's in the back of our minds. So I think what we'll do tonight is we'll just do the normal bets update. We've got some quotes of the week. We'll try and lighten it up a little bit. We've got Tommy's takes. We'll do kind of the best of for the last month of Tommy's takes. That should get us in a good mood. But you know, we'll end the podcast with a tribute to Chris, because obviously we've got to do something, and I think you know, I think maybe we can read his obituary and maybe do a couple of eulogies for him. And you know, it was appropriate. You know, it was just last week the bonus was talking about how cathartic it is to do a eulogy, so maybe we'll get our opportunity to kind of go through that healing tonight. Let's get going with our bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right, we've only got one new bet this week, but it's a very interesting one. The initials bet. So it's the race to 1,000 between AJ and Meat Sauce. And Chris Hockey bet $100 that AJ would get to 1,000 before Meat Sauce would. And he made the bet with Meat Sauce. Now, before you're wondering about any ethical ramifications of this, this is not Pete Rose betting on baseball, which, by the way, give the guy a break. He was betting on his own team, right? So
right. He's trying to make it interesting.
That shows confidence. Life is better with money on the line. Let's get Absolutely. Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. But that's another topic. So, perfectly fine. Meat Sauce is betting on himself to get to 1,000. And as hot as AJ has been, you know, the last several months, it seems like this is a pretty good bet. Until you do the math. And so I decided, thanks to the help of our friend Brandon at Power Trip Initials, to break down the numbers a little bit, and it's pretty clear that Meat Sauce is going to win this bet. Unless, you know, anything could happen. Now, you know, AJ could just get ridiculously hot and Meat Sauce could fall off a cliff, but AJ's basically going to have to outscore Meat Sauce 2-1 over the next 6 to 7 months to make this happen. And considering that they both scored about the same rate per game throughout their history, I don't think that's likely to happen, at least statistically. The other thing I tweeted was that 2 years ago, Meat Sauce had an 82-point lead over AJ, and as of last Friday, Meat Sauce still has an 82-point lead over AJ. So in 2 years, they scored the exact same number of points. And that's a time where AJ's been hot and has overtaken the wins lead. So I don't think this is going to be a win for the hockey estate. I think they're going to be paying Meat Sauce $100 when this bet finally settles, probably sometime in January or February. Dave, you want to put a Kaniac on AJ?
No. Yeah, another thing that we got to think of is AJ does take more vacation days than Sauce, so that could factor in as well. But they're kind of two boats that are going at the same pace. I mean, they can both dominate and they can both throw up a goose egg, so I guess you never know. Also, I wonder if Cardboard Charlie or Smidium has the photoshopped picture of Meat Sauce's head over Wilt Chamberlain with the 100 and then, like, put a comma in there and another zero. I wonder if he has a Meat Sauce and an AJ version already pre-made.
That would be a good gift. We'll see who the winner is there. But statistically, it looks like it's definitely going to be Meat Sauce. So, but you never know. He could hit a bad streak, or AJ could hit a great streak. But outscoring.
Yeah. What if Sauce breaks his leg or something, or he pulls a hammy?
This is true. Has to stay healthy, just like
never thought the injuries would come into play there.
That's right. Got to stay healthy. So that is our only bet update for the week. Most of the bets that are out there are longer term, so nothing really close to settling at this point, unless Bradley and Lady Gaga announce something soon. So that will do it for the bets update. Let's hit some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get Meat Sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, guys, it's time for the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with another hot cut from Meat Sauce Paul Lambert.
Did you look into your closet and you realize that all of your adult clothes had been stolen, so you put on cartoon shirts?
You dress like a 14-year-old drug dealer.
That line absolutely went under the radar. Like, that was genius, and I almost did a spit take on it. And
there was so much pressure building because Corey had just been ripping and prying on Sauce, and they were trying to figure out I forget whatever secret or something that they were talking about on Friday. But yeah, the tension was just building, and Sauce just came back firing with that one-liner.
And of course, the first thing I picture in my mind is Corey sitting there in all his black Puma gear. And
yeah, like, damn, he does dress like a 14-year-old drug dealer.
That was a great line.
Genius. Oh, well, we will stay with Paul here again at number 2.
My hands smell like your boobs.
That's fine. Your boobs smell like my hands.
So I had to try to figure this out. Like, break it down step by step, because I didn't think when he said it that it made sense. And it doesn't make sense.
But tell me, I guarantee you, because we're Power Trip listeners and we like food, that Reese's peanut butter cups popped into the heads of at least 98% of the listeners.
Oh, so good. Leave them in the freezer. Oh, great point.
Great point.
All right. Well, we will move to number 1. It's Corey Cove, which this was a dynamite statement. Probably a top 16 seed in the field of 64 next year. It's Corey at number 1.
No, Dav is such King Douche, his crown is a bandana.
I knew Dav was going to get a little bit of grief with the Grandma's Marathon coming up, so.
Yeah, that was pretty good there.
Genius.
All right, well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, we'll get started with some Tommy's Takes. We like to review Tommy's Takes, which is my favorite bit of the week, on about a monthly basis. It's been a little bit over a month since we've reviewed the top Tommy's Takes. So we'll start with this one, which I'm still dumbfounded at.
Without further ado, it is time for Tommy's Takes.
Buckle up. Here we go.
Alrighty. Where are we at here?
Oh, it was the very first take, and Tommy had already lost his place.
Normally, there's at least he rattles off three or four before he forgets where he was.
Right. It's like, where are we at here? Oh! And then he goes into it.
Just a hot start.
Absolutely. Lost his place on the very first one. All right. Well, after that, Tommy's definitely into the male hygiene, and he provided us with yet another term that I never knew existed.
Have I ever told you guys about a ball koozie? Oh. It's when a guy, I don't know if I can really get descriptive.
Here, write it down. Okay. Yeah. So far, that's gone well. Write down what you're worried about saying.
I wonder what he's talking, what could that possibly be? I mean, I know what a koozie is.
I think, is it,
so you place your
do you need a partner?
There.
Is it something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I got it.
Sackrash was fine. He's one for one.
Yeah, for sure. This is fine.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a no.
Now he's reading.
Can Corey say that?
Corey, you can. Yeah, no, I mean, you can say that.
Okay, yeah, it's when
what is it called again?
I feel weird
a ball koozie. Like you have like a bucket or like a Tupperware and you fill it with warm water, right?
What the
warm
hell?
Warm water, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you set your balls in said bucket or Tupperware, right?
Mitch just wishes he'd get hit by Joe.
And then someone puts a straw in and pushes air out and it causes bubbles.
So it's like a ball hot tub.
A ball koozie.
Instead of a jacuzzi. Wow. Now I get it. Now I get it. Okay.
Now you're coming around.
Now I'm
the ball koozie.
That was either the most brilliant thing I've ever heard in my life or the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it's
And the worst is he did such a great job at describing it that like everybody at that point in their car was like picturing like their own nuts in a Tupperware container.
Well, and I like what he talked about. You could use like one of the crazy straws so you could do it yourself. So, oh, God love Tommy. He's always always giving us new terminology to use. And now every power tripper knows what a ball koozie is. So, well, staying kind of with the theme of that general region of the body, Tommy had another take on that area.
Oh, perineum play?
Yeah.
So good.
You're digging it? You like it?
You think I haven't?
I guess if I hadn't thought about it, but now best. That I've thought about it.
It's like a drug.
It's like a drug.
It's so good. It's what?
It's the perineum.
What's the perineum?
It's the taint.
It's
Ben.
The taint.
Oh, yeah.
And you're supposed to tickle it, apparently.
Or,
This I was not aware of. Thank you for your personal endorsement.
Uh-huh.
Now, if he would have just said taint play is like a drug, you know that that's a number one seed. That's quarter of the year material.
I just love, think I don't?
Think I don't?
Of course.
Play, great point.
Of course you do, Tommy. All right, well, the next one proves that I guess Tommy's a big fan of Marv Albert, or at least his choices.
Oh, okay. Okay, you guys got to hear me out on this one.
Okay.
Marv Albert, right?
Yeah.
And what he's into?
Okay.
Like, you can see where he's coming. I'm not saying I'm into it, but I'm saying you can see where he's coming from. Those things are soft.
Yeah.
And just, like, crumbling it up into a ball probably gets you going.
You mean women's underwear?
What?
Do you think...
No judging here.
No, I'm not judging.
No one listening is judging either.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, women's panties are the best, but I'm not putting them on or putting them in my mouth.
They're so soft. Didn't he bite some girl?
Yeah,
while wearing... See, that's what we were trying to remember. Is that what it was?
I think Sisko wrote the thong song about Marv Albert.
Great.
Nobody's judging you here.
Nobody's judging. I like, too, how he kind of rolled the O. He's like, they're so soft.
Yeah, like, oh, my God. Bless your soul.
And, of course, we all know that Tommy's brother, Eddie, is a major celebrity. Sounds
great,
like pretty...
Great guy.
great guy. Sounds like pretty much everywhere he goes.
That's when you camp out at Hooters, correct?
I literally have Hooters in my notes right now. Because you guys brought it up. Hooters is, oh man, that place is great. And then their Daytona style wings.
Right, clearly you go there for the food.
Yeah, and then I try a couple lines. Sure, why not?
You play the hits.
Yeah. Whoa,
do a bunch of coke.
No,
snort a bunch of cork.
Yeah,
no. Cork. Snort that cork.
No, but Eddie met a girl there once. Mm-hmm. So
Eddie's
no handsome. Way.
They have their
what ladies
they like,
there?
They have like their national training there for his work, and then like all the reps go
of
out
course
and
they
walk
do.
Around in the Mall America afterwards. And Eddie walked in with all his work people, and there was like three. Wait, because we go there so often. There are three waitresses that said, oh, hey.
Are you kidding me?
He's the norm
He's
of
the
Hooters.
Norm of
Correct.
God. That's fantastic.
I don't think he wants you saying that.
Oh, who cares?
The best part of that whole thing is when he goes, Eddie met a girl there. And Ben goes, no way.
I can't believe you met a girl at Hooters.
The sarcastic surprise from Ben was brilliant. I'm so glad that they do Tommy's Takes while Ben is there, because he is the perfect person to kind of help break down some of this.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's genius. Well, we got one more. Tommy got introduced to a sex symbol from, you know, primarily from the 70s and 80s, but she's still relevant today. Dolly Parton.
Like Dolly Parton when she was like 24?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy F.
Yeah, she was a beauty.
She was
beautiful.
She was a beauty.
Something else.
She was a beauty.
She was like a mixture of a porn star and like a 10, but like...
classy.
She had like a sweet side to her, but you know she just gets down. And
yeah, she gets down.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's hard to live.
Right.
Yeah, it is, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I think Dolly likes perineum play.
100. She's not saying no, I tell you that.
Now, I don't know if you remember last year, one of my favorite segments when Charch filled in for PA, he did an entire segment on Dolly Parton and how really talented and like her legacy amongst female recording artists, and that she is definitely the greatest female recording artist of all time. And he went through all the songs that she's written and, you know, really broke it down the way only Charch can do. Yep. And I just keep thinking, can you imagine if Charch had gone through all of that and then had Tommy on as his co-host? And Tommy was talking about, well, she got it done.
Oh, Charch. Do you know is she into perineum play?
Oh man. So yeah. So, Tommy's, rediscovering some of the 70s. I have a feeling a future Tommy's Takes will include Farrah Fawcett at some point.
Oh, of course. You got to know Little T to that one.
Got to know Little T. All right, well, that will wrap it up for Tommy's Takes. That was the best of the last month. There's really no easy way to transition from something as brilliant as Tommy's Takes to something as heavy as the passing of Chris Hockey. But, you know, Dave, we talked before about, you know, potentially not even doing a show this week because our hearts are really heavy tonight. But I just have to believe in my heart that, you know, Chris is looking down saying, come on, guys, you know, you got this and you can do this. And we've got people out there that need their content, and that's what I feel in my heart. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we made the right play. It's just obviously we'll do many more features down the road in tribute to Tox passing, but I just couldn't take my mind off it all day. So I'm glad that we're touching on it, and I'm sure the listeners appreciate it as well at home.
Yeah, definitely. I just, you know, hope we're paying the right amount of respect to Chris and his family, of course. I think what would be fitting, you know, we want to do a couple of eulogies for Chris, but You know, I think it would only be fitting to start our little tribute by reading his actual obituary out of his favorite paper that he would get every morning at Super America, the Star Tribune. And I read, Christopher Allen Hockey, 48, of Maple Grove, passed away June 25th following a lengthy battle with horniness. Ultimately, he was just too horny to go on. Chris was born December 25th, 1970, in Union City, Indiana. He excelled at football, winning 3 state championships as a star running back. He turned down a football scholarship to Stanford to pursue a music career after winning Star Search in 1989. He founded the rock band Rise, selling out multiple stadiums and recording 6 platinum albums. He later pursued a successful country music career, headlining several major festivals, including Twin City Summer Jam, presented by Mystic Lake. For more information and to purchase tickets, please visit tcsummerjam.com. He got his start in radio in Dayton, Ohio, at the Big Wazoo. He ultimately moved to Minneapolis and founded the Power Trip Morning Show, where he single-handedly carried Corey Cove and Paul Lambert to number 1 in the ratings. He also created the highest-grossing podcast of all time, the After Party Podcast. Chris was a notable author, publishing several books, including the New York Times number 1 bestsellers Tiny Dick, Big Tits, and Things That Meat Sauce Spotted from His Apartment. On the rare occasions that he had some spare time, Chris enjoyed winning slot machine jackpots, watching old people porn, and disappearing from parties early. He was a proud Golden Gopher football season ticket holder and treasured how those games brought his family closer together. He is survived by his son Alex, daughter Abigail, lover Jeff, and wife Kim, who Chris left without revealing during which era Game of Thrones actually took place. In lieu of flowers, the family requests payments to the outstanding balance on his credit card. All right, well, that was a very fitting obituary. And I like the picture that they used. You know, it's not every day that you see a mullet in an obituary picture. So it was very, very nice to see that in the Star Tribune. I think I'm going to pick up a couple of extra copies for my scrapbook for that. Now, Dave, I know you had some thoughts prepared. Do you think you are composed enough to deliver your eulogy for Chris?
I'm gonna try to fight through it here. You know, forgive me if I get choked up here.
All right, well, give it a shot.
All right, Hockey, you were a fighter. You fought off rectal herpes just like you fought off other guys for stealing your women. You were a talented musician, a loving father, a caffeine addict, and a chronic masturbator. You had such a creative mind, writing songs, creating bits, and coming up with numerous nicknames for the female breasts. You gave us impressions of Watto, Ricky Rubio, Grandma Cooter, Ricky Rubio playing Grandma Cooter, and so much more. You were frequently mistaken for running the mildly popular Twitter account Power Trip Quotes. We may never know who actually ran that account. To the man that was too horny to go on, I hope you rest in peace with the stage 4, my friend. Love you, Hogs. You will be missed.
Very well done. I know that was difficult for you.
Yeah.
Pour out a Truly for Cock.
Yes. For Cock or for Hawk?
Either way.
Okay.
One other person that, you know, he really wanted to join us tonight, but he, you know, spoke to him earlier. He was far, far too emotional to really come on the show tonight. Is Tommy Olsen. He's really taking Chris's passing hard, as we all are. But I think it's kind of there's like a whole different level with Tommy, because I think he almost looked at Chris like a father.
Right.
But you know, despite the pain that he's in, Tommy was able to record a brief message for us, and he wanted us to play that tonight in honor of Chris. So here is Tommy Olsen's eulogy of Chris Hockey.
Sad day today. It's tough for me to talk about this one. The guy was a legend. hesitate to say he was the GOAT. Literally the nicest guy to ever be. He made me laugh every day. I got to hug him and tell him I love him every Thursday. A lot of you may not know. You do know he's a short man, but not a lot of people know about something that I actually had a chance to witness. The guy had the biggest crank I've ever seen. Looks like a baby's forearm holding an apple. The guy had a monster cock. It was huge. I miss that guy. I loved him very much. The guy was so nice to me. I can't not think about his crank. His crank was so big. Oh, it's hard for me to talk about him. I'm gonna miss that guy. Hell of a performer, even a nicer guy. But man, did he have a crank on him. I love that man. I'm gonna miss him every day. Hope you're doing great up there, Chris. Love you, and I miss your crank.
Well, thanks, Tommy. That's very, very moving. Very, I know that was hard for him.
I think my allergies are going here.
Absolutely, yeah. It sort of takes your breath away,
right,
to hear a tribute like that. Well, I got nothing left emotionally, so I think we'll go ahead and call that the podcast for the week. You can reach Dave at Power Trip Quotes on Twitter. I'm at Power Trip Bets. And don't forget our fan line at 908-TOMMY53 if you have any thoughts, comments, or if you want to pay tribute to Chris Hockey as well. Take care, Power Trip Nation. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.